Welcome to Zichu Daf Simani Mamre by Ram Goldar and Dir Masechus Baba Kama Daf Nun Vav, the sixth parak HaKones. The sixth parak has been dedicated by the Klein family as a schus for the Refuah Shlema of Gittel Zissel Bas Rachel. So the three daps we're going to focus on. Number one, Rabbi Yeshua taught that four cases are patur midinei adam, exempt from paying under man's laws, v'chai b'dinei shemaim, but they're liable under the laws of heaven. After explaining the cases, the Gemara asks that many other cases share this law, and answers that in these four cases, their liability, b'dinei shemaim, is a chiddush. Number one, when one breaks someone's wall, allowing his animal to escape. Now one can think that he's not chai b'dinei shemaim for the lost animal, given the mystery kai, since the weak wall was meant to be dismantled. Number two, one who bends someone's grain towards a fire, and it was burned because of an uncommon wind. Perhaps the perpetrator could say, did I know an abnormal wind would come and spread the fire? If the cases where he covered grain before an oncoming fire, exempting the igniter, perhaps he can claim he was trying to protect the grain by covering it. Number three, one who hires false witnesses to testify against someone. Perhaps he could say the witnesses should not have listened to him to transgress testifying falsely. And number four, one who withholds from testifying for a friend's benefit, meaning a single aide who would obligate swearing. Perhaps he can say his testimony may not have caused the defendant to confess, and he may have sworn falsely. Point number two, the Mishnah Daf Nun Hei Amud Beis taught, Hotziuhu listim, listim chayobim. If robbers took the animal out of its enclosure, the robbers are chai for any damage it inflicts. The Mishnah said this is obvious because by pulling the animal, they acquire it in theft and responsible for its damages. It answers that the case is the Kamula Ba'apa, where they stood before it, blocking all paths except one, effectively compelling it in that direction without acquiring it. This explanation was also used to explain Rav's statement. Hamami behemas chavero akamas chavero chayv. One who stands his fellow's animal on his fellow's standing grain is chayv for the animal's damages. Since his liability would be obvious if he physically brought the animal to the grain, the more explains that the case is where he guided it to the grain by blocking its other paths. Alternatively, both cases are explained to be a case of hikisha, where he struck the animal, causing it to move. This qualifies as mashicha and makes him a chayv for the animal's damages. And point number three, Amoraim dispute the status of a shomer aveda, one who watches a lost object, which he found. Rabbah says, kashomer chinam dami, he's considered like an unpaid custodian and explains, ma'anak matile, what benefit comes to him from watching it? Rav Yosef says, kashomer sachar dami, he's considered like a paid custodian and explains, b'hayana d'labaya l'misalei rifta l'anya, because of the benefit he derives that he does not need to give bread to a poor person while he's involved with caring for the lost object, because of the rule of ha'osik b'mitzvah patamina mitzvah, he's considered a shomer sachar. An alternate reason is given to Rav Yosef's ruling, given the Rachmana Shabdei Bal Korche, since the Torah obligated him to watch the lost item against his will, he's considered a Shomer Sachar. The Bnei Yeshua explains that he's rewarded for fulfilling the commandment to watch the item. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, Rav Yeshua taught that four cases are Patur Midinei Adam, exempt from paying under man's laws, V'chai B'dinei Shemaim, but are liable under the laws of heaven. After explaining the cases, the Gemara asks that many other cases share this law, and answers that in these four cases, their liability, b'dinei shemaim, is a chiddush. Number one, when one breaks someone's wall, allowing his animal to escape. Now one can think that he's not chayv b'dinei shemaim for the lost animal, given the mystery kai, since the weak wall was meant to be dismantled. Number two, one who bends someone's grain towards a fire, and it was burned because of an uncommon wind. Perhaps the perpetrator could say, did I know an abnormal wind would come and spread the fire? If the cases where he covered grain before an oncoming fire, exempting the igniter, perhaps he can claim he was trying to protect the grain by covering it. Number three, one who hires false witnesses to testify against someone. Perhaps he could say the witnesses should not have listened to him to transgress testifying falsely. And number four, one who withholds from testifying for a friend's benefit, meaning a single aide who would obligate swearing. Perhaps he can say his testimony may not have caused the defendant to confess, and he may have sworn falsely. Point number two, the Mishnah Daf Nun Hei Amud Beis taught, Hotziuhu listim, listim chayobim. If robbers took the animal out of its enclosure, the robbers are chai for any damage it inflicts. The Gemara said this is obvious because by pulling the animal, they acquire it in theft and responsible for its damages. It answers that the case is the Kamula Ba'apa, where they stood before it, blocking all paths except one, effectively compelling it in that direction without acquiring it. This explanation was also used to explain Rav's statement. Hamami behemas chavero akamas chavero chayv. One who stands his fellow's animal on his fellow's standing grain is chayv for the animal's damages. Since his liability would be obvious if he physically brought the animal to the grain, the more explains that the case is where he guided it to the grain by blocking its other paths. Alternatively, both cases are explained to be a case of hikisha, where he struck the animal, causing it to move. This qualifies as mashicha and makes him a chayv for the animal's damages. And pointing with you, Amarayim dispute the status of a Shomer Aveda, one who watches a lost object, which he found. Rava says, Kashomer Chinam Dami, he's considered like an unpaid custodian and explains, Mayanaki Matile, what benefit comes to him from watching it? Rav Yosef says, Kashomer Sachar Dami, he's considered like a paid custodian and explains, Bahayana de la Baya Lumisale Rifta Anya, because of the benefit he derives that he does not need to give bread to a poor person while he's involved with caring for the lost object, because of the rule of Ha'osik B'mitzvah Patamina Mitzvah, he's considered a Shomer Sachar. An alternate reason is given to Rav Yosef's ruling. Kevin the Rachmana Shabdei Bal Korche, since the Torah obligated him to watch the lost item against his will, he's considered a Shomer Sachar. The Bnei Yeshua explains that he's rewarded for fulfilling the commandment to watch the item. All right, so now we go to our Siman Daf Nun Vav, and this Siman was suggested to us by Rabbi Shlomo Weissman from Passaic, New Jersey, and by Rabbi Moshe White from Edmonton, Alberta. They both suggested that Nun Vav is a Shusher and Shul going, Nu Nu, Nu Nu. So here goes. The shusher was so busy shushing the man who broke someone's weak wall, leading an animal to escape and brag that he was pat b'nidei adam, telling that he was still chayev b'dinei shamayim, that he didn't notice robbers striking the animal to get it to leave its enclosure, which qualifies as mashicha, nor the man who found a lost watch and became a shomer aveda, which some say is like a shomer sachar. Once again, it's a motion. The shusher, that must mean we're in daf nun vav, nu nu. The shusher was so busy shushing the man who broke someone's weak wall, leading an animal to escape and brag that he was pat b'nidei adam, telling that he was still chayev b'dinei shamayim. Which reminds us, the Gemara brings four cases which are pater b'dinei adam, the chayev b'dinei shamayim, where their liability b'dinei shamayim is a chiddush. The first case is where one breaks someone's wall, allowing his animal to escape. One can think he's not even chayev b'dinei shamayim for the lost animal, since the weak wall was meant to be dismantled. So the shusher was so busy shushing the man who broke someone's weak wall, leading an animal to escape, and bragged that he was pater b'dinei adam, telling him that he was still chay b'dinei shamayim, that he didn't notice robbers striking an animal to get it to leave its enclosure, which qualifies as mashicha. Which reminds us, the Mishnah Daf Nun Hayamim Beis taught, Hotziuha listim listim chayovim. If robbers took the animal out of its enclosure, the robbers are chay for any damage it inflicts. The Gemara asks that this is obvious because by pulling an animal, they acquired it in theft and are responsible for its damages. One explanation that it's a case of hikisha, where the robber struck the animal causing it to move. This qualifies as mashicha and makes him liable for the animal's damages. So, the shusher was so busy shushing the man who broke someone's weak wall, leading an animal to escape, and bragged that he was pater midine adam, telling him that he was still chay bidine shamayim, that he didn't notice robbers striking an animal to get it to leave its enclosure, which qualifies as mashicha. Nor the man who found a lost watch and became a Shomer Aveda, which some say is like a Shomer Sachar, which reminds us, Amarayim dispute the status of a Shomer Aveda, one who watches a lost object, which he found. Rava says, Kashomer Chinam Dami, he's considered like an unpaid custodian, and explains what Hana comes to him from watching it. Rav Yosef says, Kashomer Sachar Dami, he's considered like a paid custodian, and explains because of the Hana he derives that he doesn't need to give bread to a poor person while he's involved in caring for the lost object because of the rule of Osik B'mitzvah Patamina Mitzvah, and therefore he's considered a Shomer Sachar. Another explanation is given. So once again, the shusher was so busy shushing the man who broke someone's weak wall, leading an animal to escape and bragged that he was pat b'nidei adam, telling that he was still chayev b'dinei shamayim, that he didn't notice robbers striking the animal to get it to leave its enclosure, which qualifies as mashicha, nor the man who found a lost watch and became a shomer aveda, which some say is like a shomer sachar. All right, so now it's time for four b'rabat chazar. Daf Nun Beis. So the simmer Daf Nun Beis is a newbie to Yiddishkeit. So here goes. The newbie to Yiddishkeit, newbie to Yiddishkeit. That must mean we're on Daf Nun Beis. The newbie to Yiddishkeit on his way to do a mitzvah and inform a man that the board that he covered became uncovered, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Kisahu HaRishon, if the first partner of a boar covered it, and the second came and found it uncovered, Hasheni Chayev, the second one is Chayev. The Gemara asks, until when is the first partner exempt? And three opinions are given, one being that Shmuel says, it's until enough time passes for people to inform him the pit is uncovered, even if he did not see it himself. So the newbie to Yiddishkeit on his way to do a mitzvah and inform a man that the boar that he covered became uncovered, was disturbed when he discovered that the cover was only good for oxen, not camels, when camels occasionally come, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses a case where a cover is strong enough for oxen, but not for camels, which was weakened by camels, and then oxen fell in. So the newbie to Yiddishkeit on his way to do a mitzvah and inform a man that the boar that he covered became uncovered, was disturbed when he discovered that the cover was only good for oxen, not camels, when camels occasionally come, and that it had become quite wormy, which reminds us, the question was asked even where camels are common, but they didn't come, v'yisli masocho, rather became wormy from within, do we say migu dehavi poshe etzel gemalim, since he was negligent regarding damaging of the cover by camels, havi poshe nami glinin hasra, he's also considered negligent regarding it becoming wormy, or dima lo amrinu migu, or perhaps we don't say migu. Daf Nun Gimel, so the Simmer Daf Nun Gimel is a Nigerian prince. So here goes. The Nigerian prince, that must mean we're on Daf Nun Gimel. The Nigerian prince on tour of Jewish pits was shocked to see a cow fall backwards into a pit from the sound of digging, which reminds us we have Makos Rav and Shmuel whether one is chayiv if an ox falls backwards into a pit due to the sound of digging. Rav says he's not, since it died from the impact, not from the hevel, the foul air. Shmuel says he is chayiv because one is chayiv mishum hevelo v'chol shechein chavato, for the foul air and all the more so for the impact. So the Nigerian prince on tour of Jewish pits was shocked to see a cow fall backwards into a pit from the sound of digging, just as an ox was pushing another ox into the same pit, making the ox and pit owners each pay half, which reminds us, a braisa teaches that if an ox pushed another into a pit, the Rabban say the ox's owner is chayiv, but the pit's owner is patur, since it was pushed into the pit. Rav Nassan says the ox's owner pays half, and the pit's owner pays the other half, because he holds kol hekadol efshel ishtalumi mahai, mishtalim mahai. Wherever it's impossible to collect payment from one damaging party, he can collect from the other. He considers the pit's owner chayiv, although the animal was pushed in, and must pay for any amount not covered by the ox's owner. So the Nigerian prince on tour of Jewish pits was shocked to see a cow fall backwards into a pit from the sound of digging, just as an ox was pushing another ox into the same pit, making the ox and pit owners each pay a half, while man and ox together push the person into another pit, which reminds us, Rav has said, Shorva Adam Shadachav Labor, if an ox and a person push someone or something into a pit, regarding damages to a person or animal, they are all chai, because he follows Rabbi Nassan that a pit's owner is responsible even where a victim is pushed into his bor. Only the person is liable for dal dvarim, the four payments added for a person harming another person, as well as the mevrados. Only the ox's owner is liable for kofar and the three shkalim paid for killing a slave. Daf Nun Dalad. So the simmer Daf Nun Dalad is noodles, and we often use a pasta chef. So here goes. The pasta chef who was upset he wouldn't be compensated for ceramic noodle bowls. Noodle bowls? Pasta chef? That must mean we're on Daf Nun Dalad. The pasta chef who was upset he wouldn't be compensated for his ceramic noodle bowls that broke when his donkey fell into a pit while carrying them, which reminds us, the Mishnah on Daf Nun Beis Amun Aleph taught that if Kaling fell into a boar and broke, the boar's owner is punter. This disagrees with Rabbi Yehuda, who holds one is chayiv for kelim damaging a boar. The Rabban Darshan v'nafal shama shor or chamor, and an ox or donkey shall fall into a teaching shor v'lo adam. He's chayiv for an ox, but not a person. Chamor v'lo kelim, and for a donkey, not for kelim. Rabbi Yehuda Darshan's the extra word o to include liability for kelim. So the pasta chef who was upset he wouldn't be compensated for ceramic noodle bowls that broke when his donkey fell into a pit while carrying them also saw his short pikeach about to fall in, who should have been careful examining the path, which reminds us, it was taught in a braisa that nafal asocho shor ben das pater. If a short pikeach, an intelligent ox, fell into the pit, the owner of the boar is pater. Rav explains the reason, the boile ayune amazel, because the ox should have examined its path as it walked, and its falling into the boar is not considered the negligence of the pit's owner. So the pasta chef who was upset he wouldn't be compensated for ceramic noodle bowls that broke when his donkey fell into a pit while carrying them also saw his short bikech about to fall in, who should have been careful examining the path, instead of being engrossed in a sefer about the eight halachos that apply to all animals and fowl, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Echad shor ve'echad kol behemah, the same dinim apply whether it's an ox or any animal regarding eight halachos, and it also applies to birds and wild animals. The Torah wrote specific animals in these places, Shedibra kasa behova, because the Torah spoke about common cases. Daf Nun Hei, so the simmer Daf Nun Hei is a speed limit sign of 55. So here goes. The speed limit sign with the word Tov in it, surrounded by the outline of the Luchos Nios, was posted along the road where a man was leading a wagon with a goat and a shibuta fish pulling it, right next to an enclosure where a sheep that was locked in with a shmira pachusa managed to escape. Once again, it's a motion. The speed limit sign, that Masmuran Daf Nun Hei, 55. The speed limit sign with the word Tov in it, surrounded by the outline of the Luchos Shniyos, which reminds us Rabbi Tanchum Bar Chanilai quoted Shmuel Bar Nachman, who explained the reason why the word Tov is not mentioned in the first Aseres Hadibros, Oil B'Sof and Lishtaber, because they were destined to be shattered, which Rav Ashi explained would indicate Chas V'Shalom Paska Tovim Yisrael, heaven forbid goodness has ceased from Yisrael. Rabbi Yeshua said, "Aro tes b'cholomo simen yafalo." If one sees the letter tes in his dream, it's a good sign for him. The Gemara ultimately explains, "Hoyo pasuk bo kasuv v'tova t'chila," because the Torah began using the letter tes for goodness, because its first appearance is when describing light as tov, good. So the speed limit sign with the word tov in it, surrounded by the outline of the Luchos Shniyos, was posted along the road where a man was leading a wagon with a goat and shibuta fish pulling it, which reminds us, Rechava asked, "A manhig be'izo v'shibuta mahu," one who leads a wagon by means of a goat and a shibuta fish pulling it, what is the halacha? Do we say that since the goat cannot go into the sea and the fish cannot go into dry land, he has not done anything prohibited because they are inherently separate and he's not over on climb? Or, since they drew the wagon, he violated the climb prohibition. So the speed limit sign with the word Tov in it, surrounded by the outline of the Luchos Shniyos, was posted along the road where a man was leading a wagon with a goat and shibuta fish pulling it, right next to an enclosure where a sheep that was locked in with a shmir b'chusa managed to escape, which reminds us, the sixth parak begins, Hakonis Tzon Ladir, one who brought a sheep into a shed, Benal Befenehel Karui, and locked the opening before properly, V'yatza Hizika Pater, but it escaped and damaged someone's property, he's Pater. If it was not properly locked, he's Chayev. Our Braisa defines a Shmir Bechusa, a proper locking, as Delas Sheyelcho Lamod Beruach Matsuya, a door which can withstand a normal wind. This level of protection is considered Shmir Bechusa, lesser guarding. All right, so now it's time to conclude their pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1, which step to learn about climb of sea creatures and a wagon pulled together by goat and fish? That's on Duff. Nunhei. Good number 2, which step to learn one is exempt if a shore bikeach falls into a bore because the shore should have been watching where it was walking? That's on Duff. Nundalad. Good number 3, which Duff do you have 4 cases which are put to bidini adim achai bidini shemaim, one being breaking down someone's weakened wall, allowing an animal to escape? That's on Duff. Nunvav. Good number 4, which Duff do we have machok is whether an owner of a boar has to pay if a cow falls in backwards in the sound of digging? That's on Duff. Nun Gimel. Good number 5, which Duff do we have machok is whether a shomer aveda is like a shomer chinam or a shomer sachar? That's on Duff. Nun Vav. Good number 6, which stuff we learn why Tov only appears in the second version of the Aseret HaDibros and what it means to see a tes in a dream? That's on Duff. Nun Hey. Good number 7, which stuff we learn striking an animal causing it to move is a form of Meshicha? That's on Duff. Nun Vav. Good number 8, which stuff we learn a person can be high for an animal falling into a 6 Tvachim pit since the animal's abdomen is 4 Tvachim off the ground? That's on Duff. Nenav. Good number 9. Which stuff they learn about Nechunya Chofer Shichin's daughter that was saved from the water and his son who died from thirst and that Akash Baruch Hu is not a Vatran? That's on Duff. Nun. Good number 10. Which stuff do we machok is whether an owner of a boar pays when an ox pushes another ox into the pit? That's on Duff. Nun Gemo. Excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldhar from Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.